Hi, I'm Lisa Anderson, and I am so happy to be talking to one of pop culture's most celebrated teen idols, singer-songwriter David Cassidy. And from Keith Partridge to the Celebrity Apprentice and everything in between, David is joining us today on The Breeze. And David, thank you for joining us. So good to have you.
Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate that. Good to talk to you, too. I'm coming to the Count Basie Theater on Thursday, October 6th. And I got to tell you, I played there, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago. It is one of the greatest venues. And being brought up in around New Jersey, and I spent a lot of time as a kid, born in New York, and then went to school until I was 11 in New Jersey. I used to go down to the shore, and I can remember being down in Red Bank and Monmouth. And the Basie Theater is legendary. I've had two of the greatest shows I've ever done there. And I talked to Danny Bonaducci over the weekend, and I asked him what he was doing. And he said, I'm just around. I'm going to New York. I'm doing CNN. And I said, I'm playing the Count Basie Theater. He went, oh, my God. He and his wife, I think, are going to come. If he does show up, I'm going to bring him up on stage and have him play. He learned Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted, which was sold 1.8 million or something, singles, and it was a huge hit after I Think I Love You and I Woke Up in Love This Morning. And he's learned a couple of the hits. I did the Today Show with him about, I don't know, a year ago. I threw down the gauntlet and said, you know, all these years later, you never learned to play the bass, so he took bass lessons. And I think he and his wife are going to come, and if he does, I'll bring him up on stage. And I don't really know. It's going to be a great night, though. It's truly one of the greatest venues, greatest theaters. It's legendary, and I'm excited about playing there.
Absolutely. Have you seen it redone?
No.
Oh, they redid it. It's gotten a facelift, as so many of us have. But no, he's got...
So many of us?
No.
Is that what you just said?
We're going to cut that right out.
No.
I was just kidding.
Facelift. I'm one of the few people who haven't had one, but God only knows. I still have time, I guess.
No, you don't.
Probably
need
not.
No, you don't.
Probably not.
No.
It just...
You look terrific.
No, thanks.
Well, I have to say, before we get into your tour and all that, two things to you. Number one, as a young girl growing up in the 70s, and you and I are sort of in age, I always knew somehow, and you're going to think I'm a real wackadoodle here, but I always knew I would talk to you someday. I never knew I'd be on the air, but I always knew that I would get a chance to talk to you.
So, well, here we are.
I know. Isn't that
just sharing it with another couple hundred thousand people, which is kind of nice. And well, I really do appreciate that. I have a lot of great memories of being back there, and I feel a real genuine connection with the people there. I think I've kind of been adopted as one of your own, and I'm really proud of that.
It's always nice, yeah,
it's
to come
really
back
nice.
To come back to a place where you feel comfortable, where you have the good memories. And you know, I did a little homework, and I didn't know you grew up about 10 minutes from where I grew up. You grew up in West Orange.
Right, exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
My parents got divorced when my mom and dad were divorced. My mother took me back where she grew up with my grandparents and her parents.
Right.
And I went to school there, and I was a soloist in the choir. And, you know, I had a very, very supportive, loving experience. I became a Yankee fan because my grandfather was such a passionate Yankee fan. I remember going the first time I went to Yankee Stadium, he would take me, I think from the time I was 7, 8, 9, 10, once a year. And those vivid memories of that, and you know, seeing Mickey Mantle the first time in a home run, and having such a connection to New York from my father, who was you know, he was one of the preeminent American theatrical actors. Going back to Broadway for me was a big deal. I started my first job before I did the Partridge Family or did any of the, you know, dramatic television shows that were on the air before I did the Partridge Family. My first professional job was on Broadway. And going back there, even the third time when I went back and did Blood Brothers, with my brother Sean and with Petula Clark, it was such a great experience for me. I feel so connected. I'm definitely an East Coast guy. And the perception was of me in the 70s that I was this sort of L.A. California guy. And I never felt connected, or I never felt that I was part of a West Coast kind of, I don't know, not a negative, but it's sort of a much less passionate, much more laid back. And I've always been very much more outgoing, highly energetic. And, you know, on stage is the same thing for me. I feel a real passion about it.
On Broadway, yeah.
This time I'm going to take the fans, because I'm not sure how long I'm going to continue to tour. I'm going to do less and less. I'm going to do a lot more charity work over the next year. So I don't know when I'll be back. I never say never, but it's really apparent. I'm going to be working with the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention, and I'm doing a PSA while I'm there. And I'm going to try and also speak at Congress early next year and try and make people aware of what an enormous financial, emotional responsibility it's going to be for my children, your children, all of us, because the largest segment of our population are baby boomers. We are the earliest, oldest baby boomers are now 65 years old, and I'm not there yet, but it's certainly going to be an enormous problem, and I don't want my kids to have to go through what I've had to go through with my mom, who's been in 24-hour nursing care the last 4 years, and in nursing care for 7, and I'm her only real living relative, and it's an enormously painful experience.
Yeah.
And I want to do everything I can to bring attention to it, and also try and take the burden off of my children and yours and all of ours. When I come to New Jersey on Thursday, October 6th, I'm going to put people into my entire life musically and take them on a journey from the beginning when the Beatles broke and I was 13 years old and I was watching the Ed Sullivan Show, and the next day I went out and bought an electric guitar and learned all Beatles songs, and I got to know them all pretty well. I once played with Paul, and I played with John a couple of times, and I actually got to sing all Paul's parts, and we went back, and the early songs I never forgot. So maybe I'll do a couple of John songs or Beatles songs and play acoustic set, and as well as having the band. I'll play a couple of acoustic songs, but I wanted people to get my whole musical journey before I even got to the Partridge Family, and then all three playing all my hits, and it was so exciting for me to be able to rediscover those songs and, you know, the hits from I Think I Love You to Cherish and all the recordings that were a lot of people, millions of people all over the world grew up with, and it's a very special thing for me. I feel very, very blessed to have people who I've had an effect on and who give it back to me tenfold.
It's a good feeling to give it back, to be able to give it back.
I am able to give it back, and when I go out and perform, I do the same thing. So
that's
for
awesome.
What it's worth, for all the fans and people that have been there for me, I hope they come to the Basie Theater on Thursday night. I don't know that I'll be back, but I can tell you it's going to be a celebration for me and my fans, and we're going to blow the roof off that place.
I can't wait for it, really. And I know, like I said, everyone, the phones are ringing off the hook here.
Fantastic.
You know, we're giving away the tickets, and again, it's October 6th on Thursday.
Yeah, I heard you were giving away a couple of pairs of tickets. That's great.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, people just love you, and it's so nice because...
I love them back, and all I can tell you is, do you know any of the Partridge Family material or any of my songs?
A little bit.
Any of my hits?
A little bit. A couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go back, and if you've got some of the CDs or even some of the DVDs of the show... I hope you can come, and if you do, and I get in touch with you before the show, or you're able to get in touch through my PRP, if you want to come up and sing a little bit at the end, maybe we'll do that.
I don't know if you want me to
do that. Well, I don't know if I want you to either, but I was just trying to be generous here.
Well, you remember before when I said, there's a couple of things I have to tell you. One was I always had a hunch I would talk to you someday. Didn't know when, how. Second one, when you meet me. Okay?
Yeah.
I look exactly like you. I could be your sister. I've been told that. I have been told that. I wish I could email you a picture right now.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad one, but
it's kinda
all
like,
I can say is...
It's very good.
Oh, it is good.
It's
okay.
Kind of like you in drag. Actually, I have mascara on.
There's one we haven't seen. Although, you never know.
All I can say is, because when I told everyone here at the studio, you know, I'm interviewing David Cassidy, everybody's like, you know, you look just like him. I said, I have heard that since fifth grade. And
is that right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I thought you were kidding. That's
great. No, I am not kidding you. You will see when you meet me on Thursday night. And it's a great thing for me. I wish I could email you a picture right now because you'd get a kick out of that.
Well, I'm going to do a small meet and greet before, so if it's possible, I'd love to meet you. And,
I can't wait for that.
Do you know the lyrics to some of the hits?
I know all the lyrics.
Oh, okay. I'm just very fortunate to do what I do and love to do what I do, and it's a great experience to share it with the people that grew up with me and their kids. Just be prepared to scream and shout and sweat and
can't
knock yourselves
wait.
Out.
I do that 3 times a week. No. Now, Dave, real quick before you go.
It's fantastic talking to you. So come and see me. I look forward to meeting you. And to all of you out there, come to the Basie Theater. It's the most fantastic place. And
yes,
I'll be there Thursday night, ready to rock.
Well, Jersey's waiting for you, David. October 6th at the Count Basie Theater, of course, in Red Bank. You can check out the information at countbasietheater.org. And David, looking forward to a fantastic show. Great talking to you. Thanks
Great
for taking
talking to you, too. God bless you.
Take care, Dave.
Bye.
Bye.